to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. My name is Bobby Berg. I'm a motivational speaker for schools, and I am here to help you live your best life today. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. I'm your host, Bobby Berg, and I am so geeked that you're here again. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you so much. This is going to be a quick episode. This is for all my teachers and all my students that are starting school this week, and I want you to think about something very small. I was just driving through the gate, and I was talking with the security guards, and as we're chatting, you know, he goes, you know, how are you doing? I said, oh, good, how about yourself? And he goes, honestly, not too hot. And I said, why not? And he goes, my coworkers just come in and they complain all day long. Like, they're just so frustrated that, oh, we're here, oh, things are happening, oh, you know, this, that, I'm on shift for the next 12 hours, yada, like, whatever small grievance they may have. And honestly, I don't agree with that. And I was like, what do you mean? And he goes, honestly, it doesn't get much better than this, man. I said, what are you talking about? He goes, kid, I just turned 50. And in all my 50 years, I've learned one thing. If you really enjoy what you're doing, if your attitude towards whatever task you have is good, man, you can make any situation good. And it really just stuck with me, y'all. Like, I want you to really take into account this week how fortunate you are to be in the situation you are. And I'm not saying that there are people that aren't going through difficult times, because I know you are. Some of the kids that I work with, I mean, some of the conversations we have to have on a daily basis are very emotionally draining. It's very strenuous. And I get it. Sometimes things are just not going well and you're straight up not having a good time. But I also want you to take a look at how many good things are going on in your life. I'm not saying don't acknowledge the pain. I'm not saying don't acknowledge the terrible moments. I'm not saying any of that. But what I am saying is I want you to look at the moments that are good and truly, genuinely appreciate them for what they are. You have this amazing, fantastic opportunity in front of you where you get to learn something new every day. You get to be around your friends every day. You get to be taught by these teachers that genuinely and passionately love what they're doing, and they want to see you succeed at the highest possible level. And to have all of that around you is not something that you should take for granted. A lot of people overlook this. And I want you to really appreciate the opportunities that you've created for yourself, because I know those weren't easy. I know you worked really hard to get to where you're at, and I'm proud of you for that. And I want you to start this year off with a bang. That's all I got for you. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. As a lot of you have asked, yes, the YouTube channel is back up. Yes, I'm trying to upload every Monday, if not every Wednesday. I'm working with my editor to figure this out, but I will clarify that on either my Twitter or my TikTok, or you'll hear about it. I will let you know. Also, there's some pretty big news for next week's episode. I've been in the works with a couple companies and a couple groups, and I am very excited to let you all know how things go. There's some big projects going on, and I'll be sure to keep y'all posted, but tune in. Don't miss next week's episode. You're not going to want to miss it, I promise you. That's all I got. Hope everyone has a wonderful week. Hope you remember how important you are and how much you matter. And if no one's told you this today, then listen very closely. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for making it this far in life. I'm proud of you for taking the next step in whatever endeavor you're taking. And I'm proud of you for just genuinely being you. I love you very much. Thank you again for your continuous support. And I'll catch you all in the next one. Peace.
I got you.
It's coming. Are you ready to ignite the fire?
We are Speak Fire.
Oh, and by the way, that's fire with a Y.
What's going on, everyone?
Internal fire.
Student fire.
Young fire.
Father's fire.
Leadership fire.
Champion fire!
Unlocking the fire within.
Thank you all for tuning in. Let's grow.
Speak Fire.
SpeakFire.com.
Speak Fire with a Y.
We have a new episode that comes out every Monday at 4 a.m. Are you going to be up with us?
Deuces.
I am excited to bring you my new book, Trendsetter, 7 Steps to Radically Stand Out to Be the Best You. This book details my journey of coming to the United States and being excited to embrace the American culture. But unfortunately, my culture was not accepted, and I found myself being bullied as a young girl. And in this process, I decided that I wanted to disconnect from my culture to be more accepted into American culture. And through that process, I got so depressed from trying to fit in that I attempted suicide my freshman year in high school. So this book talks about the journey of what I did to become radically transformed to be the strong woman I am today. This book is something that's really going to enable the reader to understand and embrace who they are, embrace what makes them special, and become radically transformed. Get your copy today at becomingatrendsetter.com. Again, that is becomingatrendsetter.com, or check it out at my website at aishathomas.org.